What up, bro? Welcome to another episode of the Brian Janu Show. As you know, I am Brian Janu. Like always, all podcast platforms everywhere. It's Brian Janu Show. Social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brian Janu Show. And of course, YouTube channel, Brian Janu Show, where you can catch this visual and all visuals that are of this episode of this podcast, Brian Janu Show, on YouTube. Hope you guys enjoy this. Comment, like, subscribe. Do your thing over there, YouTube channel, Brian Janu Show. Let's get into it, man. This is Life in Times with Music. Woo-wee. So, I've done artist breakdowns. I've done album breakdowns. I've done debates. I've done top 10 lists. But I've only done one episode where I actually did a label breakdown. And I promised myself that I would get back to it. And I've been putting it off for a while. And the first one I did was Rockefeller label. But tonight, I get back to it. Because tonight, I do a label breakdown. The label that I'm breaking down is one that is literally near and dear to my heart. I'm not even gonna lie. Being from the city, that the birthplace of this label, I gotta be honest about it. It wouldn't be right if I didn't talk about it. They are YMCMB, Cash Money Records. Started by Baby and Slim. Cash Money Records became such a juggernaut in the 90s, especially late 90s, early 2000s, with the Trigger Man beat, with producer Manny Fresh, artists like Juvenile, BG, Turk, and of course, Lil Wayne, Hot Boys, Big Thomas. Cash Money is what I've always felt like. If you ask me, personally, you ask me, No Limit of Cash Money, I tell you Cash Money. Cash Money. I'm a Cash Money kid. Lil Wayne, BG, Juvie, Turk, Fresh, Baby. There was nothing better than that, man. There was nothing better than that. Then you had artists like UNLV, Magnolia Shorty. Oh, man, like, yes, bro. It was different. No, Cash Money was different, bro. Cash Money was different, man. It grew as the years passed, clearly. When Cash Money broke up, Juvie left and, you know, Fresh left. Fresh was the last one to really leave. But BG left and Turk left, and you were just like, as a fan, you're watching, like, it's kind of like how if you ask a West Coast artist or a New York, East Coast artist, a New York dude, you ask a LA dude or a New York dude, you know, how you feel when Rockefeller broke up, and how you felt when Dipset broke up, if you're a New York dude, how you felt about, you know, Death Row breaking up. For me, it was like, man, how you feel about Cash Money breaking up? It was like, fuck. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, for Lil Wayne to also have a chance to go to Rockefeller and team up with Jay-Z and be a part of that situation and still decide to stay in Cash Money and get everything he really wanted, his own label, his ability to go do what he wanted to do, mixtapes and everything, which turned into Mixtape Weezy, which turned him into one of the greatest rappers of all time. Nobody in the world, I don't give a shit what you say. I know 50 had his run with the mixtapes and everything like that, and I know this person and that person, but nobody in the world can ever tell me Lil Wayne, Mixtape Weezy ever, could ever be defeated. Like, that motherfucker was different. Because it wasn't just him doing mixtapes, it was him on features. Like, every fucking day you had a different Wayne feature, and you were like, this motherfucker different. Hooks, verses, everything, man. The man was just different. For him to go from being literally the last person to be talked about in Cash Money to becoming easily one of the greatest rappers of all time. Yeah, it's different, man. And of course, like I said, him starting off Young Money. And I'm talking about the original Young Money. With Currency and Mac Main and Gutta Gutta was Squad Up and yeah, Cash Money was different. Boo and all them, man. Like, Cash Money was different. Young Money, Squad Up, Wayne. the original Young Money and Squad Up. That's why I always say the original Young Money, because a lot of people don't understand what the fuck that means. The original Young Money was different. Them Young Money mixtapes when they came out, the Squad Up mixtapes when they came out, Wayne became a mixtape monster at that time, man. And then of course, it gravitated towards Young Money. Young Money, actually as a label, was different. To watch them grow as a label, you know, I remember, like I said, the original Young Money with Currency and Mac Main and them. Then to see what it became with Drake and Nicki Minaj and Tyga and Gutter Gutter and J Mills and Lil Chuck and Lil Twist and Chanel, and it's like, bro, your money was different. Cash Money was different. As a kid that watched that label go from being, you know, some to some people under the shadow of No Limit and trying to figure out what, who they were under the shadow of No Limit to becoming his own entity and standing on his own two damn feet. Yeah, your money was different, man. Cash Money's legacy is different. Cash Money's one of the rare few labels that lasted this fucking long for like, started in the 90s and literally became an actual source of music. At one time, they literally signed every fucking body. Yo, Cash Money had DJ Khaled, DJ Khaled, Busta Rhymes. I think they had signed like T-Pain, Bow Wow. Yo, they signed like every fucking body under the sun. Kind of like how Rockefeller signed everybody under the sun before they really disbanded. It was like, yo, this is different. This is a different level to this shit. Cash Money was different. Young Money was different. The label was different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never, like I said, been more of a fan of a label than that one because like I said, it's like me watching my childhood grow up. It was damn near impossible not to cheer for Cash Money, Young Money. To be a fan of that team, that label, man, is still one of the best things ever. And the fact that Drake and Nicki Minaj and Tyga, to a lesser extent, but Tyga, are still names that ring in the industry. That's crazy. For 15 fucking years, their names still ring in the industry. Drake is still selling out tours. Nicki Minaj is still selling out tours. Tyga still could drop a hit here and there. And then you still have Lil Wayne that's still doing his shit. I wish Cash Money as a label would have, Birdman would have gotten his shit together more than he did, because he fucked up how this shit ended. But at the end of the day, man, it happened for a reason, man. And we were allowed to see it, man. I was allowed to see Cash Money become an actual label that people could not just not talk about, which is rare, man. So I'm very proud to say, man, I grew up in a time period where Cash Money Records, when Juvenile said taking over for the 99 and the 2000s, the nigga wasn't lying. Nigga was not lying. So yeah, man. Oh no, man, Cash Money's legacy, I feel like it's gonna be Cash Money's legacy. I think is just, when we look back at Cash Money, people more so gonna talk about probably Young Money. But Young Money, Cash Money legacy is the fact that they have lasted the test of time and became their, it became, to be honest, spawn multiple number one artists. That shit don't happen. You don't have that many labels that started off independent and then have literally Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj and Juvenile and Drake and like people that actually have a real legacy. Manny Fresh as a producer, like not too many people that have legacies like they've had, and they've had true legacies, man. So man, I give Cash Money their ultimate love and respect, man. And yeah, I'm blessed to have lived in this time period. I'm blessed to be from the city. And yeah, man. This is Life of Times Music. Go listen to some Cash Money, Young Money. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I am Brandon Janu. Peace.